Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, episode 5. We hop right into it with all the ladies kind of meeting up individually, kind of discussing the aftermath of the golf party. So there's a few different groups that get together. It's Heather, Jen, and Gina having a Galentine's. Katie and Shannon meeting up separately, as well as Tamara and Heather.
Yeah, was it Tamara and Heather or Tamara and Emily?
Tamara and Emily.
Emily, you're right. Sorry about
That's
that.
right. Yeah.
Good catch. That's
That's right.
so nice. Hey,
You're
you must
welcome.
have done some notes.
I did because that was the first fucking note I made. That was, I was my note was Tamara and Emily just so fucking bitchy cutting up Jen again, going for the fucking jugular with Jen. Like, leave her the fuck alone. Like, you've already fucking harped this same story so many times that she doesn't have this. Well, maybe I should give her the glasses. Yeah, because she needs them. Like, what the fuck, Tamara? Like, you know what? She should remember
Where she was,
where
and
she was in the past, and she should be cautious again what she spits up, because it's gonna fucking come back at her at some point and land right on her face.
no, you're absolutely right. They were, I don't know, it's just, it was really negative.
Feel bad for Jen, like.
I know. Poor Jen, really, like it's a bit much at this point. It's too far.
It's too much. It's just continuous, like hammer, hammer, hammer. Like, fuck off.
Absolutely. Heather, before all the ladies got there, she was kind of making light a little bit with her husband about the whole, accusations with the paparazzi. When Gina comes over, then you can really see, it hurt her that Gina didn't kind of can it right away. You kind of see a little bit more insight as to her and her feelings around it, because she was quite strong in the last episode. But it is, it got to her, right? People talking about her behind her
And
back.
the timeline too, because then she clarified the timeline when Gina knew and when, you know what I mean? So, like, realistically, I don't know. I don't know how Gina should have approached that. But I mean, Gina tried to shut it down, and then Katie fucking dug her own grave and spit it out again. And, then you got to fucking deal with it. Because at that moment, then Gina's like, if you don't fucking tell her, I will.
I know,
So,
but you know what though? But Gina knew
way
before
before.
and she didn't tell Heather, and
Yes.
she should have.
Yeah.
She should have said, you know what? This stuff is being said about you and your husband. And she chose not to. And she had her reasons. But the thing is that I can understand Heather's point of view in questioning her and saying, I thought you were my friend,
Yeah.
right? Like,
Why didn't you
why
tell
didn't you
me?
tell
Yeah,
me?
exactly.
Exactly. And so it, had it been just that first time when it got brought up with everyone, it would be one thing where, Gina did, the best she could, but then we find out she actually had said this in private
Months
to
in
Gina
advance. Yeah. Yeah.
months ago, right? So
Yeah.
she should have gone to Heather, especially after it got brought up a second time with all the ladies, because then it's out, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh well, you could tell Gina feels bad about it.
And I liked Heather's husband's response to that about the paparazzi, because he does give me the impression that, yeah, he would welcome the photo. So, because usually, like, paparazzis, most of the time you can tell that they're taking your picture and you can see them. So if you see them and you're aware of your fucking surroundings, which everybody should be, I really push on stuff like that. Like, really, it's good to be aware of your surroundings. And especially since, given the fact that they're, kind of celebrities because of the show, they should be aware of everything around them. And I get that he was like very upfront about it. I'd love when paparazzi's take my pictures. So if he had seen them and knew that they were there,
He would have
he
welcomed
would have
them.
welcomed it. And hey, let's pose, hun, because they're taking our shot. So yeah, maybe that's what happened. And that's okay, because he says it straight up that he loves it. So go for it.
And that's
But I
probably
still
the best way for
firm
them
on
to
believing
deal
that
with
they've shown them.
paparazzi. They see them, instead of giving them a hard time, like covering whatever pose for the picture. They take the picture and they leave us alone. right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, that was pretty funny, actually. I was laughing during that comment he made.
Yeah, that was good.
Then we move on to Shane and Emily's anniversary. She gets a beautiful new ring, some new bling bling for her finger.
Yeah, that was really fucking nice.
Oh, that's a big upgrade. Wow, beautiful. And then
But did, you know what? Just to stop you there for a sec. But did you think it was weird?
Yes. Like, because he goes,
How he did it.
Yeah, he goes, I've got something for you. And he's got this little ring box and he opens it up and he says,
He tells her what it is before he
I
even
know,
fucking opens it.
he goes, this is an upgrade to
Your
your
original
original
engagement
engagement
ring
ring.
or whatever ring.
And then he opens it up and she's like, oh, thank you, Shane.
Like,
And
let her,
like
yeah.
it was
Let
it's
her
just
open it herself. He
it
didn't
was
even wrap
weird.
it. It's just a fucking box. Like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? And that, yeah, it's just weird. Like, why would you tell her what it is ahead of time? She didn't tell you idiot, what
Yeah.
hers was.
Yeah.
She made you open it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our comment.
Yeah. Just didn't seem very
Genuine.
genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the reaction was really funny from Emily. Really, she's like, oh, wow, thank you. Well, now take a look at a picture of me. Now
I've
I'm
got something for you. Right.
I have something even better.
You got me something, the value of a car. Well, now look at mine. $100. A picture of me.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was pretty funny, the differences in their gifts to each other. But really, Emily must have known that he was doing that
Oh,
because
100%.
reaction was like nothing.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah, she wasn't surprised or shocked at all. It was weird.
Yeah, she wasn't surprised at all.
I did think some of the questions she prepared for the anniversary were kind of cute. Oh, going back, would you marry me? And then they're kind of going back and forth. They've got a cute little banter, but I thought it was really sweet that she had prepared those questions she found online. Just kind of for the viewer too, as something fun for us to watch and get their perspective on things too.
Well, and I guess she needed to hear him answer some of those questions, and she did seem genuinely surprised and genuinely happy with what he said about him telling the
The
kids
kids,
that,
yeah.
they have a great mom and
Yeah.
that she really loves them. So that's always nice, to hear, right?
Exactly.
If she's not validated all the time, where I guess sometimes she might feel that she's not validated for
Certain
maybe
things,
that,
yeah.
right? That's why he was just she was asking those questions, right? My
Exactly. Yeah, no, I thought it was quite nice. And, it was a sweet little, it was a nice little romantic dinner altogether. And then even she was saying she was pretty proud of the relationship and, coming from
Yeah,
parents who were
exactly.
divorced.
Yeah.
And she really sees that anniversary as something, to be proud of, that they did it.
Yeah. She broke what she grew up with. Like, she didn't do what she felt was done to her as a child,
But
right?
having said that, we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
Then on the flip
Yeah.
side, okay, we're waiting.
Well, just because she's been changing the last few years, eh? I've said that before about her. She's, like, I don't know. She's changed from how she originally was when she first joined the show, right? So I don't know. So hopefully it'll last because, he seems like a good guy. Yeah, they have their differences, but I mean, that's what life is sometimes. Like, you can't be the exact same. Like, she wants to force him still to get into the gym. If he doesn't fucking want to go to the gym and he doesn't really fucking need to go to the gym, leave him alone. You need to go to the gym because you know that you need to or you want to now. So do your thing and don't harp on him for not wanting to do that, right? Some people is just different. Like, their genes, they don't need to do it like so extreme. Yes, it's good for your health. I get it,
But you know
right?
what? When people have different hobbies and interests, sometimes that puts a wedge in their relationship too.
Yeah, fair
Because
enough.
you're growing in one direction, and you see him as just kind of falling behind and not maybe following. Like, I don't know, I'm getting a little bit too into their personal makeup, but like that, you could see that maybe that there could be an issue. I don't know.
Yeah, but if that's going to fall apart because she wants to go to the gym and he doesn't, that'd be pretty fucking stupid, though.
Yeah.
I get it if it's a big fucking issue, but the gym?
Yeah, but you know what? Right? For people, it is.
Yeah.
Their fitness, their health,
I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then we kind of... So in between this, we see Katie and Gina get together.
Yeah.
And the two of them, they meet, they're both having big updates, right? So Katie with the thing with Heather, and then Gina kind of brings up, you know, her and Travis's situation, how she's coping with it right now, which honestly, let's be real. We're talking about Shane and Emily, her and Travis, they're goners really.
Because they're gone. Yeah. Yeah.
She can sugarcoat, but it's
done.
A done deal, I think.
Moving out, they're basically taking a step back in the relationship. They've got kids involved. It's not good. I don't see it working personally. Like, if it was my relationship, it wouldn't be working out when you take a step back. And I think that could be said with most relationships.
For sure.
And then Katie kind of brings up to Gina, you know, she's feeling a little bit abandoned by Gina based on that whole situation with Heather.
That annoyed me. That really annoyed me because she's new friends with Gina, right? And Gina's been friends with Heather for much longer. And I'm so fucking proud of Gina for fucking standing her ground and saying, Heather is my friend and I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to back you over Heather. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, you dug that hole your fucking self. You know, I had pre-warned you and like, that's it. End of story. I told you to your face, basically, if you don't tell her, I'm going to. And now you want me to fucking back you up when you finally told her and then you fucking felt the wrath of the response. Like, that's your business. That's your bullshit.
Exactly. I think she stood her ground pretty well.
And Katie's ears, I think, were bullshit. She's just fucking trying to make her feel bad for her. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't get Katie. I really don't. I think she's really insecure coming into this group of women. And I don't know why she's coming for Heather.
She doesn't act like that when she's talking with them, though. Like, she doesn't act like that when she's trying to fucking slam Heather down, right? Look at this message. Look at this text.
I know, but that's what I think she thinks is she's got this aha moment.
Yeah, that she's just going to come in and she's going to fucking show her who's on top now. Like, please.
I know, but it doesn't show that you've got one word answer from that guy.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. And the thing is these guys have a history, like all of the women and Heather included.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't just sit there and wipe out that history with a one word answer. So then it would be weird to think why she would think that. And why she got upset. I don't know. It was strange. And
it's still not concrete evidence, you know?
No, it's not. It's just her asking her friend, tell me the truth. Well, if you're telling me the truth, send me the text that she sent you. Send me the phone thing showing you her number calling you. Like, there is records of shit like this. You want to put that out there. You want to show your big proof. You want to bring out your big fucking guns. Show the fucking proof.
But that's not proof.
It's not proof. That's hearsay. It's bullshit. That's hearsay. So good on Gina for standing firm on that. Katie needs to like just back up a bit.
Exactly.
And I don't know if you're going to get, maybe we won't say that until let's keep going. And then we'll mention our thought on an outfit.
Oh, okay.
So just wait.
Yeah. Okay. We'll wait.
We'll see what Sugar says about that. She might be a little nicer.
Okay. We'll see.
Are we talking about Gina's confessional look?
Jeez.
How did
like
you get
somebody,
that?
Somebody really needs to check herself. Listen, I know people who wear stuff tight like that. They think it looks good because they're thinking that they're looking sexy. Go a couple sizes bigger, one size, two size bigger. And it will
tone the hair down.
Tone the hair down.
The hair. And the hair is the worst part for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything will look in place. But you put it so tight, like, you know, I wear a size bigger and it is more flattering. But that's just my opinion. Like, but the dress was horrid on her. The hair was, it was just a mess. She was like Stanford's outfit.
She looked, you know, she
like
looked just, like
it was gone. It was,
she looked like, you know, like Al Bundy's wife, Peg. You know what, Peg? That's what Peg looked like. If you watch,
oh, Peggy.
Yeah, that's what she looked like with the hair and then the tight. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was just not.
It wasn't. It wasn't flattering. It was awful. When I like a chip fell out of my mouth when I saw her.
Both of us. What the fuck is that?
And then you know what? Shannon debuted a new confessional look tonight too. And they must have had the same hairdresser because I don't know what, like did they get together and say like, okay, we're going to do the hair real big. Like they must have hired the same girl. But in my opinion, looked awful.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that's funny that we all thought the same thing. Eh?
Yeah.
Even the distance couldn't stop that thought.
No, we have the same taste for sure. And that was, that was pretty rough, actually, that confessional.
Mm-hmm.
Then we kind of see Shannon going for dinner with her dad. And then I'm starting to see, you know, you guys were kind of mentioning, I felt bad for Shannon, but you guys were kind of saying, you know, she's a little bit of a crybaby, you know, wham, wham, poor me all the time. She kind of plays the victim. And I'm starting to see that too. It was quite funny. Her dinner with her dad. It's kind of the same story that we've heard since the first episode of this season. And then she kind of introduces the whole thing about being sued by her ex-boyfriend. The advice he gives her is, you know, fight it and you go for the jugular. Basically.
Go for the jugular. Yeah. That's what I put down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's interesting. That's what he said to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. But
fight with him too. So it's really kind of, I don't know.
And you notice the dad had a big glass of wine too, but she's the one that said in the 70s they had all this wine in the house and you know it was okay and that they were like, so she, you know what it was to me? She was making excuses for her drinking again.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she's an alcoholic because I don't know, but the thing is we do see her drinking time and time again. Like this is in past seasons, like all the time. And then again, she's making another excuse and that's with her father and he's the one that's drinking there too. So
It doesn't matter that they had alcohol in the 80s, whatever she said. It doesn't matter that she grew up with that. I grew up with that. Italians grew up with that. Italians, especially in Italy and even in North America, when they're kids from a young age, it's not prohibited to try alcohol. When you prohibit something is when I think people want it more. So kids in Italy, in Europe in general, I believe, they're allowed to have a little bit of beer with their dinner or their lunch, a little bit of wine. It's a normal thing. You learn limits that way. If you're going to, you know, like if you're going to have a problem with alcohol, it's not going to be because you tried a little bit or were allowed to have a little bit. I think, in my opinion, when you were a child and that there was always alcohol, like I've always had alcohol in the house. My family always did. You weren't allowed to just take it and chug. You weren't allowed to, you know, have your friends over and get pissed. But you know what? When it was your birthday and it was you know, like me personally, 16. Yeah. My parents gave me a couple 40 pounders of different alcohol to have with my friends, even though we were underage. You learn to respect and be okay with that and control yourself somewhat. You know what I mean? Are there people who get out of control? You bet. Had a couple do that, but disappeared for a while. But then they showed up. So all good. But I'm just saying, like, that's not going to cause you to be an alcoholic or have problems. Like, you know, like you've got to know.
I just think that she's just got a history with alcohol is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like she's constantly like when she's ordering something on, even now on the show, like, and we'll get to that later at the dinner, but she's like, well, you know, I'll have a Grey Goose neat. And she's like very low key about it. And she's ordering.
Lord forbid somebody hear me ask for it.
But you know, like, so it's about perception, right? And the thing is it's not a good look. Like, so if you've already got this,
the DUI.
Yeah. Well, the DUI, and you've got people that are telling you about how concerned they are about your drinking
before the DUI, because this has been years, right?
Then the thing is you don't come to a dinner afterwards and then just say no one night and just have a pop, you know. I don't know.
And if you've got people who have constantly been telling you you should check yourself, like, as to whether you do, you know, we're concerned about you. If you feel they're your real friends, and if they are your real friends, then you should listen and check yourself. See that, you know, okay, why are they saying this to me? Well, maybe let me stop drinking for a week. See how that goes. If you can't fucking do that, if you have to shut them down every fucking time with an argument that you don't have a problem and just continue drinking, then maybe you got a fucking problem. Right?
Just saying.
Yeah. Just saying, if somebody's fucking constantly in your face telling you stuff, maybe you should look at that. Maybe you should just try and go clean for a little bit and see what happens. If you can go a month without having a drink and without going fucking nuts, then you don't have a problem, I would say. But if you can't go a month or a week
without your Grey Goose,
or 2 days without your fucking Grey Goose neat or dirty or whatever the fuck you want, then we got a problem and you need to check yourself on it. Okay? And especially after the DUI, get fucking real. Show people that you're don't have a problem.
Yeah,
that you are responsible. Yeah. That you are taking this seriously. That you are looking at it like it truly. Not just ignore it like as if I don't have a problem. I'm not this. I'm not that. I don't know. That's what I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think... she keeps going back to this, oh, you know, I'm doing really well. Sometimes I don't order a drink and I limit myself, if I do drink, to 2 glasses only. Mm-hmm. But I do think, like, you know, she really should just be drinking on occasion.
Mm-hmm. For a while.
Having 2 drinks every day, like, you can still kind of get a buzz off of 2 drinks. And sometimes you can even get drunk off of 2 drinks, depending on how.
Let's be real. If she's sometimes not ordering a drink based on how she is doing things on TV, chances are she's shooting a few drinks before she hits the fucking place that she's going to, if she's not going to order a drink. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking if she's trying to show them.
That's your opinion, right?
My opinion.
Right.
That sometimes she's not. You know, sometimes she doesn't. Well, has anybody witnessed her sometimes not ordering?
Yeah, I know. We haven't yet.
I don't know.
We haven't yet on the show. But just sit like we
around her and bend around her way, see what happens. Chug.
Yeah, so I know. I'm good with water, but can you just throw some Belvedere in here? Thank you.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with not drinking. Gina did it. I don't know if Gina's even drinking anymore now.
I'm not sure.
Gina, you know, yeah, she did a reality check.
Yeah, she did.
She knew she was having an issue. She fucking bolted, man.
Yeah,
she like did. Put an end to it. She's like, you know what I mean?
She said it's not worth
that.
It for
it's
her
not
family.
Worth it, right?
It's a decision she's going to have to
do. Yeah, she has to, exactly. Nobody's going to get her to do that. She's got to really believe and want to do that herself, right? Yeah,
absolutely. At the same time,
go ahead.
Do you want to finish your point? Not so nice.
No, I was, because I'm not sure if this is part of that or not, where she said, and was it to her dad that she said, who did she say that John was the one who
was drinking all the
time? She was a fucking lush, my opinion. before John, sorry, is that not good to say?
Well, it's your opinion. It's your opinion.
She was drinking heavy, yeah. party. Yeah. Tres amigos were on the fucking floor or bar things all the fucking time, falling all over the fucking place. So don't tell me that it's John's problem or John's the reason you were drinking so much, because you were drinking well before that. So don't blame other people for your bullshit.
Yeah. You know what? In my opinion, my opinion is blaming someone else is an excuse.
Exactly.
Right. And that's it. I'll leave it at that.
Exactly. At the same time, we see Tamara and Alexis get together. And then we find out that, you know, they basically get together to talk shit, Shannon. And then we find out a little bit more about what the money owed is for. And so we find out the ex-boyfriend had loaned Shannon money to get a facelift. But that sounds like an awfully expensive facelift. Honestly, $75,000 for...
No, it was $35,000. It was clarified. It was only $35,000 for the facelift. $30,000 was a loan. She needed money for something else.
Yeah.
I see.
And they had said $75,000, but it's funny because
Shannon said $65,000.
When Shannon, who claims, and her dad said, go for the jugular against him for paying this money, Shannon always was saying she never did. She doesn't owe him anything. But when she walked out, when she bolted from the dinner because she couldn't handle Tamara's wrath, she was like upset that nobody went to her side. And when, who was it that went out there? It was Jen went out to see how she was doing. And she's like, it's not $75,000. It's $35,000 for one and $30,000. She's like, it's $60,000. So you just fucking admitted on camera now that you did borrow the money from him, you dumb idiot.
But if it was a gift, there was no there's no contract, there's nothing like written down or anything like that. So if it truly was a loan, there would need to, for him to get the money from her, like legally, there would have to be some sort of contract saying this is not a gift, I'm lending you this money, you need to pay me back by X date with interest or something like that.
The person that I always listen to with this kind of advice, and she would have thrown this out a long time ago, is Judge Judy. Judge Judy would say that. She'd say, no contract, there's no nothing, you live together, and you know, he paid this, she paid that, he goes, and she'd say, I'm not into this, we're consider it even and get out of here. And that's what she'd do, is kick him out. Because I don't know what his end game is or what he's trying to do, but you know what, this to me is kind of a moot point. What that money, I'm sure she did stuff, he did stuff, and there you go.
Imagine that. All the fucking money they've been making with this show, and she has to fucking borrow $65,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
With all the money you're making, what the fuck?
Maybe it's not all about that.
And goes.
Yeah, really? For sure.
Yeah.
And you're living the high life.
She maybe needs to live a little bit of a lower life.
Is this coming from someone that's sitting in
with no air conditioning?
We're sitting with no air conditioning and dying. Well, some people sitting in Italy, Venice. That's right. But yeah, so just saying.
Quite a refreshing breeze.
Good point.
From the Venetian canals right now. money comes and goes.
No, you're right.
But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, If you got to borrow that kind of money,
she probably didn't borrow it. It was probably a gift because he wanted her to feel better about herself. This is what I'm thinking. In a relationship, that's what happens. You know, girls get a boob job or whatever, right? Because their partner maybe likes it, maybe they like it, and they decide together that this is something they want to do. And then all of a sudden, now they're not together anymore, and now he wants his money back. That's it.
That's what it sounds like to me too, Spice.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And then we go for the girls' dinner. Basically, we get there, everyone has issues with each other. The seating plan is like, how do you even coordinate that?
Disastrous.
And then Tamara ends up just going for the jugular. Oh,
immediately.
Right away. That was explosive.
Yeah. And Tamara should just control herself a little bit more because she's one to talk about shit, right? And to really go so extreme against them.
It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, exactly. It was extreme.
She's a mean girl. Yeah, That's all she is. She's a mean girl.
And she always has.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really did seem kind of like a mean girl thing to do, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Alexis, like, I haven't seen her in years, but then I realized when I was watching her.
She's a ditz.
Oh, my God. She is so ditzy. She is. She's just all over the place. Well, yeah, my boyfriend, Johnny. You call him Johnny. Yeah, you call him John. I call him Johnny. Like, she's just, like, bizarre. And, like, I know someone like that in real life. That's why it's just hard for me to watch her, is because this person is just as ditzy as she is. And just doesn't make any sense. And it's, you know what? You're a pretty woman. Just zip it. Just zip it. Sit back and zip it. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was interesting. And, you know, at the very end, we see Vicky gets up and gives everyone a big speech. About you have to be good Christians and you have to be this and you have to be
fine. So kind.
And obviously I don't really know Vicky that well, but they played back the footage of being a total asshole, basically. So my question to you guys, and this is our golden question this week. So Vicky gave her speech and she, you know, basically she got up and just told everyone off and you know, started going on about how they're not good Christians or whatever. Mm. Let's say you get the opportunity to stand up in front of all these women at the end of this dinner and you get to say whatever you want in your speech. What are you going to say to them?
What I would say is, Gina, take that dress off in the confessional. You look like hell. You look like shit. And I wouldn't say the same thing that Vicky did, that's for sure. And then plus the other thing is she, sorry, just to back up from the golden question, but she was going on about, you know, she goes, everybody around the table here believes in Jesus Christ. And Heather is Jewish and they don't believe in Jesus Christ. So like that right there, she was an idiot. Mm-hmm. So, point is as far as standing up and saying something, I don't think I would to this group of women because I'd have nothing to say to them. Like, these aren't my type of women. Mm. But what could you possibly say in a train wreck situation like that? I'd rather just shut it and keep quiet and keep out of it. I wouldn't say anything. That's just me.
Yeah.
What would you say? Maybe I know not so nice would have to say something.
No, I don't know what I would say. I would just like.
You guys suck.
I'd say, are you fucking kidding me? You're like, what's the thing where the kettle calling.
The pot calling the kettle black.
The kettle black. Like, I mean, get fucking real. Like, unless you've been good and kind your whole fucking time, you're the one to fucking talk. Back up. All of you shut the fuck up because you're all a bunch of fucking assholes most of the time. I mean, I like Gina. But Gina, you know, like
she has her moments.
She has her moments too. Like, I mean, they all do. We all have our own moments too. But I mean, it's just, they're just fucking stupid. They should be doing. They really, honestly, with their with their fame that they have with this reality shit, they should really be out there doing fucking good instead of fucking trying to slam each other and get higher on the pole. To make themselves look better than the other, you know.
Would we still be watching though? Would we still be watching?
I don't know if they were doing good.
Let's be real.
Yeah, we wouldn't. How about you, Sugar? What would you say at a party like that?
What I would do is I would stand up.
Where's the fucking food? I didn't see no food there. Sorry, Sugar.
This is what I would say. Oh, I don't even think they got to the food. They just sat.
No, I don't think they did because I didn't see any food.
What I would do is I'd stand up and I'd say, "Ladies, shut up. Finish your drinks. I know some of you have already had a little bit, but I've spiked them all with THC. So they're all going to relax in a few minutes. We're going to eat some food. If you still feel angry, have another drink. You're going to calm down, eat some food, veg out. I'm tired of listening to you guys."
Here, here. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Spiked your drinks.
Lady. You're going down.
You have no option. I already spiked it. It's in the water too. And then it cuts to the edited. It gets all wavy. They're all laughing. Tamara's a bit like eating her food, like, And then they all have a great time after that. And I was just, it's not important.
Because they have done edibles on there before. Mm-hmm. And you saw the reaction and they slowed it down.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, man, I think they need it tonight.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, Sugar. You always come up with a good one.
Yeah, she does.
Bye.
I also come up with the golden questions too. So sometimes.
Yes, I know. You come up with good, great golden questions and get great responses. And me, I'm like, what? Where do we go?
She's the one that sounds like she's taken the THC then.
And not so nice. We slow down. Awesome. Do you guys have anything else to add from this episode?
I don't think so.
Awesome. Well, that was Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
Thank you for watching our real.
Ciao for now.